Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Mix pass, and it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
Look at how many weapons you got. You got a lot of weapons. I think as far as Rome, it's just making some of these big plays, these contested catches, because that's what you're here for. You're a big body. When Caleb's scrambling like that, you come down with those two balls, you're going to get more plays called your direction.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody, and he is kind enough to join us, seated in his show partner from CHSN, David Haw's chair, Clay Harbor, of course, the NFL veteran, host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN with David Haw and Ruthie Polinsky, kind enough to be with us in studio. Did David lower his chair enough for you?
Yeah, I told David last night at work, Big Pro Football Show, before I left. David, by the way, can you lower your seat before you leave? Every time I go and sit on there, I feel like I'm like on top of the room. And he said he would lower it for me, but guess what? It's not lower, David Haw. I'm going to be talking with you today.
He said he doesn't want to lower his standards, and that's what I heard.
He said he wanted to lower his chair. He said Clay told me to lower the chair, though.
Yeah. Oh, the chair, not the standards. Okay, my bad. I misheard what you said, Clay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And before we get started, I want to say Spanglish is an absolutely absurd answer for the top Adam
Sandler
movie.
You've never seen it.
I don't need to see it. There's so many good movies. We got The Waterboy.
And this is what's
Billy
wrong with
Madison,
America. This is what's wrong with
Happy
America right
Gilmore.
Here. I don't need to see it. You can't make a judgment on something you've never seen.
815 made a good point. Why does everyone forget about Bulletproof as an Adam Sandler movie, one of his funniest by far? Well, you're here to remind us. 815, thanks for doing that.
Little Nicky.
Big Daddy.
Little Nicky. Yeah. I see a lot of compliments on Spanglish, by the way. Did you see that, Layla?
Yeah. And
did
the
you see that?
And the one text that says, don't mess with the Zohan.
Yes.
Mr. Deeds.
We're going to be here a while.
Know,
the man's got a lot of movies and a lot of money. That's what I know about Adam Sandler.
Somebody says sticking up for the Longest Yard remake is wild. Well, that's where we are.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie as well. That's fine. Don't yuck my yum. I'm not going to yuck your... Well, I might yuck your yum. I'm not going to lie. Clay, let's
don't
not
even
yuck...
know what that means, but...
It means if somebody really enjoys something, why would you sit there and stomp on it when just because you don't like it? That seems
it's like
counterproductive.
It's like people who like coconut, and a lot of people hate coconut, and then it's like, well, I'm not going to yuck your yum.
It's like, enjoy that coconut. Did you enjoy the Bears and what you saw from Caleb Williams on Sunday? That's a real good question.
Did I enjoy the Bears and I saw
not
from
or,
Caleb
canned.
Williams? I think Caleb did enough to win the game. The last three games since winning the NFC Player of the Week honors, he's completed lower than 60% of his passes. Do I want to see that go up? Yes. Do I want to see him be more consistent, getting the ball out on time in accurate positions? Yes. Do I want to see all these pre-snap penalties? I don't know if it's a cadence. I'm not in the huddle, but there's smoke, there's usually fire. Maybe the cadence isn't perfect. Keep working on that. But I think when you look at this thing holistically, Caleb's bad games now this year compared to his bad games last year. This bad game looked a heck of a lot better than the bad games from last year. So that's how I look at it. You're going to have bad games every year. You're going to have bad games. Sometimes you have an off game. This bad game, they were still able to win, and it didn't look absolutely terrible. This was a bad game you could still win with. You were still moving the ball with the offense. Obviously, big shout out to the offensive line who has just shown up lately. And you got to be happy with what they're doing. Over the last 2 weeks, they're averaging 2.8 yards before contact per carry, the highest mark in the league the last 2 weeks. That shows you how much movement the offensive line is getting in Ben Johnson. I look at the same thing at tape. It's funny he said this. I like watching the sideline view for runs, not to see what's happening with the runs, but you want to see which side of the line of scrimmage the ball is being played on. Running backs sometimes don't care where you block a guy. Just give me some space to make a cut on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. The Bears are doing that, and I love how Ben Johnson called out all the offensive linemen because all of them have really stepped up their game the last 2 weeks. Okay, Theo had a tough one against Chase Young last Sunday, but I think he will continue to get better as a young player.
Yeah, I like what you said about the design runs in the run game. We saw a lot of different, I think, old school concepts too, Clay, when you consider trap runs. There was an I formation mixed in. There were cutback lanes for DeAndre Swift. I can't remember the last time I talked about cutback lanes on a run play for this Bears team.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a bigger menu than maybe the week before, but I liked it. There was a number of different plays, and here's what else I liked. Against Washington, the Bears played in over 90% 11 personnel. That's one tight end, three wide receivers. Mm-hmm. They went on film and they watched and they said, okay, this is how we're going to attack them. We're going to keep their base package off the field the whole time, and we are going to attack them in 11 personnel. That's what they did. Guess what? They come in last week, and you're seeing a ton of 12 and 13 runs. They had 11 explosive runs, five of them out of 12 and 13 personnel. 12 personnel is two tight ends, one running back, two wide receivers. 13 is three tight ends, one wide receiver, one running back. So you're getting a number of plays out of those formations and personnel groupings last week. So Ben Johnson isn't a guy that you can really game plan for because he's going to look at a defense. 1 week it's all 11 personnel. The next week it's a ton of 12 and 13. This week you can run some 21 personnel. You can run a bunch of different personnel groupings. So I say all that to say this. There is not just one scheme that Ben Johnson's going to run. He's going to look at a defense and he's going to say, I can attack him there. And these last few weeks, we have seen what he's able to do when he does that. He's able to scheme some of these runs, realize where they have some weaknesses, get push, and really call a good game that way based off of a defensive weakness to make sure that they are exploiting the right parts of that defense.
So what is it that can be exploited this week from what you can tell when it comes to the Ravens? And now that they're getting a little bit healthier, because I think this is an excellent opportunity for Caleb Williams to go off, especially behind the front seven.
It is an excellent opportunity for Caleb Williams to go off, but you got to run the ball. This team, this Baltimore Ravens team, especially between the tackles, they are one of the worst teams in the NFL in stopping the run. In EPA per play allowed, they're 30th. I mean, they're just all together. They're just not very good defensively. And when I watch the tape, I do see a ton of movement for the defensive against the Ravens for the defensive line. I know Roquan Smith is coming back, but I think you're going to see a steady dose of Menungai and Swift. You mix those guys up. You run some 12 personnel, some 13 personnel. I don't think they're really good in the back end with their defensive backfield. I know you got Kyle Hamilton there. Besides him, I'm not really sold on this defense. The defensive line is just bad. They've had a couple of big injuries early in the season. And now I just think what you need to do is run the football. Yes, it'll be an opportunity for Caleb Williams, but what I would do is I'd come out running and then kind of throw off of that, let Caleb really find his way in the game, feel him out certain spots here and there. But I think they are very susceptible to the run, especially between the tackles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We want to listen to what Ben Johnson had to say with you, Clay Harbor. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody talking to Clay Harbor, the NFL veteran, host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. This is what Ben Johnson had to say about how the offense needs to be more efficient in the passing game.
I think the most important thing is that we're playing efficient football. Throughout the season so far, we've been behind the sticks quite a bit. And so whether that's penalties, whether that's negative runs, whether that's sacks, whether that's simply like you're alluding to, we're not taking what's given to us. We're trying to force something that might not be as easy to get. And so I think as a whole offense, that's our mission right now, is if we can just stay on schedule, stay on track, then this thing's going to come to life. We got some really talented players in every position room. And so, I would like to just be more efficient as an offense. We'd like to throw more completions. We would like to just continue to move the ball forward. And then when we do that, we have to be better in the red zone. I think that's the other Achilles heel that we have right now. We're making it down there, but we're not scoring 7 points. We're just settling for field goals last couple weeks. So if we do those two things on offense, I think you'll see improvement.
Clay, how do you envision that happening for the Bears?
I think it's off the run game. I know I sound like a broken record here, but I think you run the ball against a team like this that the Ravens haven't been able to stop anybody. I mean, this team is one of the worst teams in the National Football League as far as defensively goes. If they don't have Lamar Jackson, I mean, they're in big trouble. But I think what we have to do is realize that Caleb has been good in a lot of situations. Like I said, the last 3 weeks, he's completed less than 60% of his passes, which obviously isn't good. Third down, he's been really good. He has a 105 passer rating on third down so far this season. In the fourth quarter, he has a 108 passer rating. What he's got to do is those middle quarters, middle area of the game, he's got to get some easy completions. He's not completing balls on the run. I think he needs to play more on time. I think he needs to play more in the pocket. And when he does scramble, sometimes you need to use your legs. Sometimes you can go ahead and get the 5, the 10 yards. You got to stay ahead of the chains. Once you get in these long down and distance situations, it's tougher. You're kind of at the liberty of what the defense wants to do to you, because they're dictating the game now because you're behind the chains. Stay ahead of the chains. Take the check down if you have to. And we also need some of these receivers to make plays. There's a couple plays that Rome could have made last week that I think would have made a change in the game. I think Caleb's pick, the decision wasn't awful. I think if he makes a good ball, that's a completion. There were maybe some other places he could have gone there, but I don't think that was an egregious interception like I've heard some people say. I've watched the play 5-6 times and I say I understand what he's doing here. If he throws this out and out on time, it's probably a completion for a first down. He's got that confidence. Now he's got to go and rip it, and he's got to do it. I think we need to use the running backs a little more in the passing game. A lot of these good passing teams do have some screens of the running back, and obviously you haven't seen much from your tight ends. I want to see Colson Loveland get involved a little bit. And something that was interesting to me, before the bye week, Cole Kmet was getting 90% of the snaps at tight end. Post bye week, even before Cole got hurt, when Cole went down, Cole had 27 snaps, Colson had 25 snaps. Even before he went down, they had moved from the bye week to a 50-50 type role here. They were both playing specific 11 plays. They were both playing specific 12 plays, obviously, two tight end plays, and they're both playing in one tight end set. So now I think Colston might have an opportunity here with Cole a little banged up to really take control of this position, because something I've been really impressed by is Colston Loveland's blocking ability. I mean, he just hasn't had any opportunities to catch balls. You know, when a quick story here. People are talking about Colston Loveland not being able to make plays, and you got the Tyler Warren stuff. When I'm in Jacksonville, we signed Julius Thomas. We wanted more production from our tight end position. Guess where Julius Thomas is coming from? He's coming from Denver. Guess who his quarterback was? Peyton Manning. They're the best offense in the league. You know, that year before that, I had 300 yards and three touchdowns in Jacksonville. They wanted to upgrade that. Okay, guess what Julius ended up having when he came to Jacksonville?
An injury.
300 yards and three touchdowns. Because it's a lot different when your offense is the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then that offense was, did he get worse? No, he didn't have enough opportunities. When you're not going to score 10 touchdowns when you get in the red zone 10 times a season. Okay, it wasn't that bad. But Colston Loveland can't be judged off the opportunities he's not getting. So when I hear all this Tyler Warren talk, it was a bad pick. If Tyler Warren's in this situation, he's doing similar things than Colston Loveland. Colston Loveland is 2 years younger than Tyler Warren. Let's not forget that. He's blocking his tail off. Been very impressed with what he's doing with that. And when he does get opportunities, he has shown that he's a guy that can make plays.
Well said. I do think the function of a functioning tight end is usually because the offense is functioning. Operative word there being functioning. We're out here trying to function. We have more coming up with Clay, of course. We will have him for another segment, so we do that next. More with Clay Harbor right here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.